Morning, we say a very good morning to Councillor James Hanson joining us. G'day, mate.
Yeah, g'day, Andrew. G'day, listeners. How is everyone going out there?
Yeah, well, hopefully we're all good, mate. Obviously, now you're a man on the land.
Yeah, I am.
You know how people are doing it tough at the moment.
Yeah, now look, everywhere you go at the moment, people are talking about the dry weather and drought, you know. I mean, this region's not officially drought declared, but it should be, in my opinion. Mm. And I got on to DAF 2 days ago, Damien O'Sullivan, who's based down in Kingaroy, and said that we need to push this drought declarations for this area. So what landholders can do is they can apply to get an independent drought declaration for their property and go through him, or they can email me and I can email them the forms as well.
Right.
And it's like a tipping point. Once you get so many people who have those IDPs, then the minister makes a decision of where to declare the whole area.
Okay. We know things are terrible out west. We are at that situation.
Yeah, look, certainly the western parts of the Fraser Coast are. They have been for a long time. We haven't had any significant rain out in that part of the world since March. Our neighbouring region has been drought declared now in North Burnett, so we are in pretty bad ways as well. So we need to start pushing for IDPs, and I encourage all landholders to get in there and get an application and get that done. And that will then persuade the minister to declare the whole region.
Okay. I was listening to Luke Boner on the way in this morning. He was talking to Michael Egan, a man familiar to you.
He's been around with Aussie Helpers for a long time now, helping people who are in a bad way.
Right.
He was talking about, and I heard this a little bit what you're playing before, he's talking about the situation where people are concerned where the money's going, you know, and there's a lot of people out there who really want to help. And we have people in this region who want to help, and they are helping, and it's a very good thing, but we need to make sure it goes to the people who need the help. And I was actually meeting with Kylie Nitz the other day. She's the president of the Merivara Progress Association, and they're trying to put together a package to help farmers as well.
Sure.
And so we need to get behind those sort of people, but we need... When you donate, you need to know that the money's going to go where it needs
Absolutely.
To go.
Absolutely, and I think it's one of the biggest things with individuals. You sort of say, oh, yeah, I'd like to help out, but not just this issue, but many issues.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, but where does the money go? You become a bit cynical about it.
Well, you can. I mean, I heard of a situation the other day, and I'm not going to name names, but I heard of a situation where somebody who has 7 acres, not in this region, but somebody who has 7 acres, was donated $15,000 worth of hay. Now, you know, if you've got 7 acres, you're not going to have that's not going to be your income. You're not going to be a primary producer.
Right.
So I think those sort of situations sort of make people a little bit wary.
Right. So somehow 15 grand went to somebody who probably it could have gone somewhere else.
Absolutely. Someone who could have really used it.
Well, Michael Egan's on his way to Canberra today to talk to somebody to sort of say, hey, what's going on here?
Yeah.
We've got all this money. Where the heck is it?
Where's it going? It needs to get out there on the ground, you know?
Absolutely.
And so people like to do the right thing. We talk about it all the time, and it's an ongoing issue. And droughts are always going to be part of the Australian culture and landscape, but we need to make sure that if you give money to a very good cause, which people are, it needs to get out there to the people who need it.
Okay, mate. What else is happening locally as far as council's concerned?
Well, rates has been a very big issue for a long time now, Andrew, you know. And I think it was a fairly good budget, but there's certainly people out there who have been hurt by it. There's no doubt about that. What we have done is that we've changed some categories as well, so we have urban and non-urban. The non-urban, in my opinion, was a very good decision to make. It reflects the services that you get. So as a consequence, a lot of people have seen rate reductions because of that, and that's a good thing.
Yep, absolutely. It's not an easy fix.
No, it's not an easy fix.
Not here to poo-poo council.
I was talking to a lady yesterday, actually, who has a business down in Burham Heads, and her rates have gone up dramatically. Now, it's a category situation down there, and also the valuation increase down there. But we need to address that. We can't have mum and dad businesses forking out $12,000 to $13,000 a year in rates. It's too much.
Well, this was one of the issues, and I addressed it with Darren the other day. As far as small businesses, and we know that the business community, it's as such, is saying, "Gee, this is going to be a struggle.
Yeah,
our rates
absolutely.
Have gone up X amount. Why?
Gone up X amount. Look." There's a lot of people who were winners out of this budget. There's the majority of people, actually, but there are people who have really got hurt by it, and we need to address that and make sure it doesn't happen again. And you just got to bring fairness into it, you know.
Sure.
And business people, particularly small business people, they're the backbone of this community. They employ people. They put money back into the region. They don't need a further impost of high rates.
Okay, all right. Well, a work in progress.
Yeah, it is. I would say. I think one of the best things that we did is we've actually reduced the the interest on overdue rates as well. It's gone down to 9%, down from 11%. We're the only council in Queensland to do that. Mm-hmm. We've also introduced a hardship committee where people who are in genuine financial hardship can go and plead their case.
Yep.
And they can waive the interest altogether in that situation.
It is sort of ironic, isn't it? The people who really are struggling, who can't afford to pay their rates on time, then get
penalised
extra.
Yeah. It's not fair. And I think 11% was always ridiculous. It's way too high. I mean, legislation allows you to charge up to 11%, but why should you charge 11%?
Yep.
So we took the step to drop it down to 9%, and we are the only council in Queensland to do that. And it's going to help a lot of people. But certainly the hardship committee is going to help as well. You know, go there and it's not going to be hung, drawn and quartered. You're going to go there and talk to people and plead your case. You haven't got to plead your case, even just go there and have
just be honest.
Yeah, be honest.
I think, you know, honesty is the best policy.
Absolutely.
And fairness is what we all strive for.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. No, look, we'll get there. But I certainly understand there's people out there who have been hurt by this budget as well, and we need to address those issues.
Okay, mate. Anything else before we wrap it up?
Oh, there's lots of roadworks going on at the moment. I couldn't even get a partner going in here, Andrew. It's unbelievable. But there's a lot of stuff happening around town here, and there's a lot of stuff happening around the region.
Yeah, and stuff that needs to happen in town in the Heritage City. So bear with it, folks. It'll all be worth it at the end. Hey, James, thanks for your time.
No worries.
And
thanks,
your honesty.
Andrew. Absolutely.